Hello, friends, and welcome to my reactions to episode 52 of the Impact Everywhere podcast with motivational musician Jurgis Did. This is probably my first podcast that ended up being more interactive than anything else, since Jurgis decided to bring out his musical instruments and his musical talents and actually invite the listeners to sing along in order to feel what he was trying to communicate. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about music as far as its importance in your life, like the role that it plays in your life. But for me, music is not very important. It's something that I play in the background when I'm driving from A to B. It's something that I may play while I'm working to put me in a state of flow or to drown out ambient noise when I'm out working in a cafe. And so music as a tool for transformation, which is really the title of the episode, isn't something that I've ever truly thought about. Now, of course, I've experienced how music can affect the flow of an experience, right? You go into a club and there's one kind of music, or you go into a lounge, there's another kind of music. And so music does play a role, but it isn't something that I kind of seek out, nor is it something that I actually actively try to shape, even within the art that I do. So this was a conversation that was particularly interesting to me, because while I may not seek out this kind of transformation, I have seen Jurgis whip out his guitar in the middle of a panel to completely shift the energy of an entire room. And so I really wanted him on the podcast just so that he could speak about his work and to understand the philosophy behind how he sees the world, because there's something really interesting there. And he doesn't disappoint. The first thing that I thought was really interesting is how he sees music and musicality in everything. It's not just about the notes that come out of his guitar, but rather the way a person interacts with the world, the vibrations between people, between ourselves and our bodies. And so one concrete example is when he talks about how you can shift the music of a person's day with a compliment. You can be having a bad day, someone comes in and creates an intervention with a word, and through that intervention, the way you navigate through the world has now shifted. And that's exactly what he does with his guitar. He can come into a space that is very stale and formal, and he can suddenly break out into song. He can create a sense of play, create a sense of laughter, and now the entire energy, the vibration of the entire group dynamic has now shifted. And I thought that was a really unique way of visualizing something that is essentially invisible. I don't know about all of you, but there are definitely days where I feel out of alignment in a sense. And so I am curious to put a little bit more thought and energy on how I might find the different cues or the different musics or the different interactions that can help me realign myself whenever I get stuck. Thinking about that a little bit further, you'll always find mantras or prayers that are designed to bring people a sense of comfort, a sense of security. And in a way, these things that are just repetitions of patterns, of sounds, of tonalities, are indeed a different form of music. And I had never thought of it that way. And I think there's something really fascinating there. The second thing that stood out to me about Jurgis was how he uses music to transform the way people's relationships happen between one another. So he likes to bring music into a formal space, let's say a business setting, and whip people up into a sense of play and engagement so that individuals can see each other under a different light. It's no longer a boss and an employee, let's say, but rather two individuals having fun and co-creating and collaborating together. And his philosophy is that by actually seeing different ways that people can be, seeing people under a different light, then you can now imagine a future that may not have been visible to you in the past. And so it's all quite metaphorical, but I guess it kind of makes sense, right? Because we don't know what we don't know. And oftentimes we see each other through the lens of the relationship boundaries that we have, right? Like my parents are always a little bit separate from me because we have this generational gap. A boss and employee will always have that gap. But in a situation where those boundaries are allowed to dissolve, what kind of conversations could you have that weren't possible before? And if these new kinds of conversations are able to take place, what kind of future could be co-created that was never a possibility in the past? And so it does really feel like somehow the lesson in here of being able to see each other in different states and to put ourselves in different modalities can truly unlock the possibility for co-creating something new. And so if I bring this back to the current social theme that is very popular, which is where we talk about the importance of diversity within the workplace because we want diverse points of views. We don't want to stifle innovation and we want to encourage creative out-of-the-box thinking. It is experiences like those that Jurgis brings to the table that possibly in the next 10, 20, 30 years, as we start looking to bring more creativity and innovation into the workplace, that what Jurgis does is going to be the norm. Now, does it need music in order to happen? I don't actually think so. I think there are a myriad of different ways. And the final thought that I would like to share that was particularly thought-provoking for me was Jurgis's pushback when I asked him, like, how do you even know that something that you create that is so transient even matters in the long run? And he came up to me and he just said, well, you know, we are transient beings. And if the idea of being transient is a reason to not do something, then we're absolutely screwed because so many of the things that are beautiful in our lives, like a smile, a beautiful moment, like that is what makes life worth living, are these tiny transient moments. And I thought that was a really interesting pushback. And it comes, I suppose, from my perspective of art, which is about trying to design art to have a very specific call to action. And I try to make it as efficient and effective as possible, which means I need to make it long lasting. I need to make it reach as many people as possible. And I feel like Jurgis is on the complete opposite spectrum. He's just saying, I want to make these one-on-one relationships with the people that are right here in the room with me right now to shift them just for a moment. And then they can do whatever they want after that. It's not my responsibility. But in this moment, you're going to play my game. And I thought that was kind of really cool. And so to conclude my thoughts, after hearing Jurgis share his perspective of the world, it really gave me the sense that artists, not as the art that is created, but artists from the perspective of facilitators of co-creation are going to be a key component to unlock a hopeful narrative of the future that we are going to need to start painting and start introducing into our workplaces if we want to start doing things a little bit more differently. So for all of the revolutionaries out there and all the systems thinkers and all the people who are trying to make transformation, I guess the prompt that I would like to leave with you is, how might you introduce a creative element like Jurgis that can help to transform the way people see their relationship with one another in the work that you do? And with that being said, folks, thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you around next week. Stay positive, stay curious, because impact is everywhere.